So we're just carrying on where we left off. He starts off from Moshe Rabbeinu near the end of this Oyz Yud Aleph. If it's the same one as this, So about four or five. He's like a calf, Nagel, who you hit him with a malmad habakar. I'm not sure exactly how to translate malmad habakar. It seems to be some sort of implement which they used to, you know, to keep the eagle, the cow, the ox on the right path. And you hit him with this thing to keep him, to keep his furrow straight, to the chavit lamog, right? So you want to don't start running all zigzagging everywhere. You want to keep him straight, so you have to, you know, hit him with this or guide him with this implement. Right, so that's the Moshel Kain, Hamitkasim will directly to you. So the same thing, a person is going on, again, on the wrong derech. He's like this eagle who's going along a certain path. And this person is going on the wrong path. Yikach HaMusar Tchila, so how's he going to get back onto the path? He has to take the Musar. The Musar, the punishment he gets from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he'll take that, and that will cause him to leave that path. Leave the wrong path. Lad him Darkin Moves, let us derech Yosho. And then he brings this pasuk which we've just mentioned. The Hashem punished me like an untamed or untrained egel. So that means someone who's going on the wrong path, and what's causing him to do tshuva? The fact that he's got some sort of punishment. Yeah. In other words, we mentioned this in Edol when you mentioned this. There's a big difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Someone a tzaddik, who, as you said, he's doesn't want to do Aveiros. If he doesn't Aveiros, why is he going to do Tshuva? But as soon as he's done Aveiros, I mean, Tzahara's gone, and he's going to say, what did I just do? I just didn't Aveiros. So he's going to do Tshuva, right? Remember, the Gemara says, if he a tzaddik who does a Talmud Chacham, it's not a tzaddik, it says there, Talmud Chacham who, if he sees Talmud Chacham who has done an Aveiros, you can be sure that he's straight away done Tshuva. He doesn't need any external impetus to cause him to do Tshuva. He knows straight away. I mean, that's what he wants. He doesn't want to do Aveiros. As soon as he's done Aveiros, the Yitzhahara came, and there's a mitzgabeh on him, yeah, so, okay, he made a mistake, he's going to do Shuvah. The Rosh, on the other hand, he's this guy, he's going on this Derech Leitaiva. That's what he wants, he's happy with his Aveira. So, why is he going to come and do Shuvah all of a sudden? What's going to make him change? So, later on in Shal Sheni, we have the whole Shal Sheni when you're in, is talking about things which are going to bring you to do Shuvah. Well, this was the key, saying one of the things is yeah, take stock, I mean, what's going on? You're seeing all of a sudden maybe bad things happening.
Maybe our assumption is wrong. About said.
Am I?
There's one principle. We never do what we don't like to do. Our Ratzon can ask what he'd like. Okay. It was hidden for Tzaddik that he would like to do it. Right now he did it. But who said that he didn't need to improvement?
Of course he has to do Shuvah. Well, the way Rabbeinu Yonah explained it was, we're talking about the two options we've got in Rabbeinu Yonah. Obviously you can't say every single, you know, there's a whole spectrum, yeah, and there's a whole, along the way, there's all sorts of, unlimited amount. Every person is different. But the two extremes you're talking about
is extreme.
Right?
As you go through Tanakh, there's not one single person except Torah 3 who never commits sin.
Yeah, of course, if they didn't have
right now, there's not such a thing as extreme.
No, yes, of course they did Aveiros. People have it. Sorry, everyone has it. Yes, the question is, after they've done an Aveiros now, so how are they going to react to that? Are they going to actually say, oh, I did an Aveiros, I better do Tshuva? Or are they going to react and say, oh, I don't care, very high, who cares?
No, definitely he would like to do a Tshuva, if he knows to do what Tshuva for. It's also a big question.
I don't understand. A tzaddik is immediate harassment. That's the difference at that end of the spectrum. So immediate harassment, immediate harassment, and just like yes, Sarara rose to him. As soon as that happened, he did it. Oh, and it's a harassment. And then I was like, ah, what did I just do? And it's like almost into death. Whereas the other guy, the other extreme, is completely
different. No, it is where we have machlokas, the definition of tzaddik.
I know.
It is machlokas. Immediately he did. No.
Right.
No, sometimes he even didn't know that he did it.
Right. So the two options.
And he need to hit by head by somebody and said, it is what Reb Vilna Goin asked Magid what he said to come and said, I knew, sir. Who was more tzaddik than the Vilna Goin? What you, who are you talking about? Why do you need to make idols? It's human being on a very high level, but making this.
Yeah, obviously there are sometimes a person who doesn't realize.
It's only going this, there's nothing to talk about.
Okay. Okay, we're not saying there's never a case where people can do an aveira not realizing the needs of some Muslims.
But why are you talking about?
But we were talking about
the Vilna Goin.
Sure, if he's only gone, on the other hand, I'm sure sometimes he's only gone to make to feed his dagger
because he
might have done something. Oh, that's true.
He even didn't know what kind of aware
he did. He was sometimes, maybe, but sometimes.
This is my point.
That's very often personal. We're talking about obsequy. So again, the example the Bayana sets for us is somebody, the way he explained it, he did the aveira because the horror came suddenly. Right? He doesn't, right? So. And another example is someone who's not because of very. Sorry, okay.
I never understood from Linus that long ago and said, I'm telling you, catch me off, obviously I'm doing a Vegas. He said, I want you to observe my behavior and improve me. That's completely
it means I did something wrong.
A refinement of character.
No, that's nothing. Eat everything good, nothing to improve.
Who said it's good? They want to be better.
No. Right now, it's called what aware of that aware.
If you go to the extreme, you go to the extreme where the person is there.
I'm going to the extreme.
Okay, but we're sure you know all of us ourselves. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes we do things that kill things. But I know you know as well. Sometimes we do things which we know are not correct, right? So you don't always need. Sometimes we know just because they say something can be, we do know straight away. So that type of aveira, which we're calling on that point, that we'll call ourselves a tzaddik. So we don't need any stimulus to external stimulus to bring us to tshuva. So this pasuk he seems to be saying is talking about this second sort of aveira. Right, we're talking about somebody who does need a stimulus. He's going to need. In fact, he sees like a shvoku. He takes stock from the fact he sees that he's getting punished for it. So that's going to cause him to go back to the right direction, which is like the washing they gave of the pasuk gives of the calf, all that plowing going on in the plowing. And then he says the pasuk carries on. And the next pasuk, the next pasuk is ki acharei shuvi nikamti. After I have
shuvi, which pasuk exactly? What did make him go back by somebody hit him?
Yeah, well, the Moshe was the hitting him.
Oh,
he saw the pasuk's talking about Klal Yisrael.
Why we in this pasuk include hitting? It is whole my point. It needs to be hitting. Then
he's talking about the Rosha guy. He's talking about the Rosha guy, the guy who's going to have to first do Azira Sachet and then the Chavash. He's talking about the second type of guy who's going to have this pasuk. This is a bit tricky because let's see the pasuk carries on. Ki'achari shuvi nikamti. So how do we translate this word shuvi? After I have, like I was saying, after I have shuvi, after I have returned, done shuva, after I've done, okay, nikamti. So he explains what that means. So he's going to let's see how he explains it. Now he explains this means like this. After Hashem has punished me, I have turned away from my derech hara, the bad derech hashavinon. So he's explaining here the first word shuvi. After we have to realize this, the word here shuvi does not mean tshuva, right? The way Rabbeinu Yonah understands tshuva, he said right from the very beginning,
I got out of aveira.
Right. Normally tshuva can be translated in two ways. Tshuva can understand means to return to. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah tshuva. To return to the situation you were. You did an aveira, you came far from Kadosh Baruch Hu to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
After I started the aveira.
Right. Tshuva, in other words, we just turn away from the aveira. Say it in other words, tshuva is something that does not mean tshuva.
Very nice.
So you say that again. We're saying he first does the aziva sachet. Tshuva means aziva sachet. After turns away from my derech hara, then nichamti. When nichamti, achrei kein v'eschori. Nichamti means Nechama, yeah, I have charata. It's chorit on my shoven way of them. Because without
charati, there's no nechamta. You cannot, right. Inside, you would not be feel comfortable.
Right, so as we see from here, this pasuk says, Hine nespoil lechom yizeh, chol ha'inin ha'sheb ya'ano. This pasuk, as we read the pasuk before, just before we started, so when it says, chol this pasuk, this whole story which you came out, that this type of person who does tshuva because he saw an oinash, in other words, somebody who is going on the wrong derech, like this egel, and now he's doing tshuva, something happened to him, own tshuva, so the way he happened to tshuva is this way. First, turn away from the avera, tshuvi midake, and then he can do the nechom, which is the real tshuva. That's what Benjamin saw in this passage, this whole yisoid which he has explained. That's the end of this yisoid of Azim HaSachet. Now, the next yisoid is going to be Ikar Shishi HaYogim. So before we start, a couple of things we have to point out. He's explained, right, we've mentioned Chorot and Azim HaSachet, these two together, in whatever order it happens to be, they are the you say the Tshuva, that's what happened. So everything else, those are the first two Ikrim. He's going to carry on the whole of Ikrim until the end of this first Shah is 20 Ikrim, another 18 Ikrim. So we're going to have to explain, have to see each one, what they add to the Tshuva. What do you mean for it? Tshuva is, this is where he does the Tshuva. So we have to see how we get
that. Tshuva by itself needs to be defined.
Yeah, right. So that's exactly.
It is for me. A definite need to be defined.
Right. I have to understand what. Yeah. Right. I'm for more even to the mechanics of tshuva. Right. And that is, all these things are going to add on to the tshuva. We'll have to define that exactly. That's more in general for all of the ikrim from here till the end. And more specifically to this ikrim, which we're going to talk about yogoyim. We've mentioned a few times. We've spoken about karata, and there's yogoyim. We're going to have to see through this. Okay, what is defining exactly yogoyim, and then we'll see the difference between yogoyim and charata. So we've got a few minutes, we'll give it a start. So we're starting Yud Beis. Ha'ikar HaShlishi HaYogoyim. So translation of yogoyim is, I would say, something like anguish. So that is upset. You're upset. So we're going to have to. We'll start today. We're going to have to read through this thing to the base, and then perhaps we'll try and understand what he's saying. Ikar Shishi HaYogoyim. Okay. So that's the world he gives a translation. Basic chat in Yogoyim. Yishtoinin Kel Yosov VeYachshoiv Kamon Rabbo Vo'at Mishim Yisrael. Stop it thinking. What do you think? How terrible is it for a person who has rebelled against his master, his Yitzhak, his creator? So again, we're going to have to see the difference between this and Charata. We mentioned, well, we did Charata, without going into it at the moment too much, the way he explained Charata, we pointed out, it was a bit funny. Charata, when you have regret, he never said then you have to have Charata for the fact that you rebelled against your Yitzhak, your creator. You did an Aveira, you did something against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which the Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do. If you remember the way he said what you have to be, the regret you have to have is you did the avera, and now you're going to get an oinish, or you're going to come, you're going to be, and because you did the avera, you're nisrachik from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now I've got charota. How can I have done something which caused me such sorrow, such terrible? Didn't say you have charota from the fact that you did the avera. How can you do an avera? Oh, you should think I've got a shvokul for me to do. That's not charota. Okay, again, I'm not going to go into exactly today. We've only got a couple of minutes left. It's Hashem on Wednesday, but just keep in mind, charata is regret for the consequences of the avera. Yogoyim, he's saying, is this anguish is for the actual fact. How can you do the avera? Went against the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu.
The consequence is not necessary for you.
Sorry.
General consequences, because right. It's consequences on you and something else as well, because. When you destroy house, you have, right now I need to pay for it, but there's another should be regret. Unfortunately, people don't have place to spend night on. So anyway, it's not necessary, charata always concentrating on myself.
Anyway, I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean follow the thing. that in some degree you destroy universe. Yes, I believe punish, I far from her, but you destroy universe. You understand?
Okay.
You damage his machinery. If you never think like that, no, right now I have harotek when I work in an office.
So.
Why do this test? Right now I won't have bonus. Okay? Harotek, done.
Okay, so he didn't say exactly what you're saying. In harotek, he said that you have to have harotek in the fact that you ruined your neshama. So then, a fascinating thing he said there, you didn't have rachmanis on your nefesh. You're sullying your neshama. You're spoiling your neshama.
Yes,
you
don't have
that. And he said a charata for the fact that you're going to get obviously an einish for the veira. So those two things are charata. Both of them are consequences. The fact you'll get an einish and the fact that neshama.
Right.
So you're going here. He says something else, which is you're going, which is okay. We'll have to see on Wednesday exactly. We'll read through this and see exactly what's included in the you're going. We'll carry on Wednesday.
Yes, go ahead. You too.